So this relates to Dropbox, not my own computer, but somebody I've been trying to help out. In the Dropbox folder, and it says that the it's full. It's the storage is full on a free account. Gone in, I actually counted up, the individual folders and how much they add up to, and it's definitely below the 2 gigabytes maximum. Also checked, it's within the limit of 3 devices you can work on, so that's not the problem either. Uninstalled Dropbox, reinstalled Dropbox, still messed up. So tried all those things. And of course, if it's a free account, you get what you pay for. So there's no tech support, as far as I know, from Dropbox. Any ideas on what could possibly be going wrong?
What if you go on the website into Dropbox and look to see if there's anything sitting there that wants to be downloaded, but it would move your space beyond the limit? Is that a possibility?
Haven't tried that. Could maybe go look. I'm always reticent to go to the website. It's really an awful website, but that's maybe worth a try.
I had to fill out a Word document that somebody created that they thought was accessible. They had to put in information like your address and things. So they put lines, like underlines, as places. Like if you were visual and you were looking at it, that's where you would put in the information. But when you had to fill it out, you had to sort of delete the underline, and some of them, it ended up throwing off the formatting of the document, made it a mess to fill out accessibly. If you wanted to fill out places where it would be an address and a phone number, something like that in a Word document, for example, I assume there's a way in Word to create a form field so that when you're using a screen reader, it sort of drops into that form field and that you could just fill in the information there. Is there a way of just was wondering if someone could point me in the direction of how you might do that.
First off, in theory, you can create forms in Word. They're horrendously difficult to create, and they're even worse in terms of filling them out. So a quote-unquote accessible Word form that's actually a form is awful. So that would be worse. But what I do when I've got those types of documents where, it says, name, underline, underline, underline. That underline, you select it like a word, just do control shift right arrow. You select the underline, and then you can type your name right over it, and it replaces the underline with your name. And, if you really cared about keeping whatever formatting the author of it wanted, which probably all they really want is the information, so it probably doesn't matter. But you could take that text and you could select it and you could just do, control U to underline it. But what I typically do is what I just said. I select the underlines with control shift right arrow, that selects them, and then you just type your information right over it and it replaces the underline. Well, the only accessible way that I know of for creating forms are Google Forms.
I have a question about searching within an Outlook folder. I have this idea that if I do Control E, that puts me into a search field. So I type in my character string and press enter, and invariably, initially, it doesn't seem to perform the search. I go and arrow up and down, and it's all the same stuff is there. So then I do it a second time, and it works. I get search results that seem to make sense. Why in the world is that happening? And is there a better way to be initiating a search? But then the second thing is, I'm mostly doing this in my inbox. I seem to get results from other folders as well. I'm under the impression there's a way to specify where you want the search performed, but I've never figured out how to get to and specify those things. And the other part is, sometimes I'll get a result and I'm like, I could have sworn I deleted that or that I moved that to X folder. And there's nothing that identifies the location of a particular email item that comes up in my search result.
What I do is I use the F3 key, which accomplishes the same thing as that Control E would. While I'm sitting in my inbox, it says, it gives me an edit box. If I tab one time, it says advanced search.
This is after you've typed in your search string?
It doesn't matter, either before or after.
All right.
And in there, there's a field that says search current folder. So you can tell it whether you want it just to search the current folder. That's somewhat helpful. There are a few things, parameters that you can set in there.
How do you specify? How do you select?
Okay, F3. I'm going to hit the tab key. It says advanced search. I'm going to hit space bar. And the first thing is current folder, and it's a drop down. It's a vertical list. So if I arrow down, That selects the current folder. If I arrow down again, all mailboxes. So once I've
and
selected...
And you're pressing the space bar to select?
I press the space bar to select, but then I down arrow through the options. And I down arrow through the options, and when I find the one I want, then I press the space bar, and okay. That's selected. I don't even all know right. if you have to, but that's what I do just to be sure that something is selected. There are other fields after that that can help you decide whether you're looking for an attachment or all items. I believe if you continue to tab, you're going to get to an OK button, but let me make sure. No, you're not. So what I did was once I got to the last field that I wanted to change, I just hit enter and it took me back to the inbox.
I find that just generally searching for emails on your iPhone works better. So I just sort of throw up my hands often and I just try to do the search in the iPhone, and more often than not, it works.
Control-Shift-F when you're in the inbox brings up the advanced find.
I just right. found something else in there too. Without going to advance, I did a regular search. I typed the word in and I hit the tab and it said more options. And then I could tab through there. There's a ton of different checkboxes. Contains, does not contain, attachments. All kinds of things. So they're in there. They're just a little confusing to find.
I haven't been able to clear the search. I usually just shut Outlook down and then go back in to get back to like my full inbox. Does anybody know how to like clear the search once you've actually searched something?
You can tab or shift tab, and there is a close button that when it shows up, it shows up. And when it doesn't show up, it doesn't show up. So Alt-F4ing out and going back into Outlook, which will bring you right back into your regular inbox, is generally the quickest way to go.
Escape key.
To the brings you back to your inbox. And if you hit again, it'll bring you back to your inbox unsearched.
I'm taking on in my Toastmasters Club, I'm going to be the general evaluator of the meeting, which basically means that I have to pretty much tell everyone how they did as far as their roles. And they sent me this form that it was originally PDF. The president of the club converted it to Word. It's like a Word file that's a spreadsheet, and JAWS is having a really hard time deciphering that. Is there any other way? How can I get JAWS to read that better?
What happens if you put it in Excel, Margaret Gaffney here?
I can try. Is it possible to convert Word to Excel? Because I've never tried that.
You just open it up in Excel. And it'll just open it and put it in whatever columns it thinks should be there.
You know, the other thing to do is see if you could get the original PDF, and maybe JAWS table reading commands may even work in that.
Yeah. If you get the original PDF, I think it'd be closer to the original because you have to fill it in. So I would take the PDF file and convert it to Excel and see how well it looks at that point.
Because the best way to do it is if it's an accessible, fillable PDF, is just to do the PDF.
Maybe not for filling it out, but making sure you have all the fields. Open up the original PDF on your iPad, and it will open up probably maybe in Pages. But what a lot of times will happen is you'll see fields that you didn't necessarily know were there with other unaccessible things, so that I've been able to read things on my iPad that I haven't been able to read on other with, say, JAWS or whatever, so that way at least I know what I'm missing on my other document.
I have recently come across a couple of files that I have received PDFs that the first page of the file reads beautifully. And then I get to the second page and I realize the only way I can read it is to interpreting it through JAWS using OCR.
That could be your settings in Adobe. There are some accessibility settings, one of which is open the entire document. The other option is open only the current page. And that one could make a difference, I think, but maybe there are other things I'm not thinking of.
Is there a telephone that reads out the numbers when you're pressing it out loud, and also tells you that you have what the caller ID says and all that kind of stuff, you know, verbalizes all that stuff? Is there a cordless, you know, landline telephone?
Many of the Panasonic cordless phones will talk the caller ID. I haven't seen one yet that actually tells you what button you pressed, but you know, the buttons are fairly tactile. You know, it's got the little bump on a 5 and stuff like that.
I have Verizon. A lot of people that I know have Comcast, and they can talk into something and or talk to the TV or something, and it tells them what's on, how to find what channel and what the guide says and all that stuff. Does Verizon have any kind of a service like that? Because I have the bundle of what that your right. computer, landline, and TV. I didn't know if Verizon had a service for, you know, blind people or something like that.
Yes, they do. I would just ask for, if the person who you're talking to doesn't know, ask for a second line support person and push it up the line, because you can know what your TV schedule is. You can look at the guide. It will talk back to you.
Would I have to ask for this special service or something in order for it to even read the guide to tell me what channels I have and stuff?
I mean, the voice guide may already be built into the box. You just have to, you know, ask them, you know, where in the menu structure. It's usually under accessibility it is to turn it on. So you may have that feature already.
Frank, I think you go to menu, settings, and then accessibility.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
You have to have a sighted person to do that stuff?
Probably the first time, yes.
They can look up and see what box you have now, and if it's a case of you need another cable box, they should. They can come out and put that in. They should be able to come out and put that in and set it up for you, Ross.